Vice Chancellor, I have the honor to present, for the award of the degree of Doctor of Economic Science, honoris causa, David Harris Lewis. David Lewis is a man of courage. He had the courage to stand up to the apartheid regime. He had the courage to be an outspoken academic. And he has the courage to take on the might of powerful business collusions and cartels. Imagine what it must have been like to be a trade unionist in the 70s and 80s in apartheid South Africa. Some of you were there. Neil Agate, organizer for the Transvaal Food and Canning Workers Union, was found hanged in his police cell after 70 days of detention without trial. Zwelinzima Mavavi was a volunteer for the South African Allied Workers Union whilst he was still at high school. Though he was only 17, he was detained and beaten countless times. Thozamila Gqwetha, also of the South African Allied Workers Union, was also arrested and tortured. His house was set on fire. Both his mother and uncle died from their burns. Whilst on the way home from his mother's funeral, his girlfriend was shot dead by police. So being a trade unionist was not something that you took on lightly. Trade unions were a threat to the regime. They were not recognized by either business or the state. Trade union leaders were constantly under threat, and David Lewis was right in the thick of it. As General Secretary of the General Workers Union between 1975 and 1990, he was part of a movement that was dedicated to rebuilding trade unions. To quote, "The African working class was brutally exploited and oppressed, subjected to racial legislation and denied family housing in towns, thus turning African workers into mere units of labor." As a UCT academic and director of the Development Policy Research Unit from 1990 to 1999, his dedication to the labor cause continued in the form of teaching and writing about unemployment, about trade union history, and about industrial relations. Later, as special advisor to Tito Mboweni, First Minister of Labor in the Democratic South Africa, he co-chaired the Presidential Commission of Inquiry into Labor Market Policy. The inquiry focused on two things. Firstly, on how the existing apartheid labor policy was fatally flawed. And secondly, on how the new government had been left with the remnants of the collapsed apartheid economic strategy, mass unemployment, poverty, and a severe lack of skills. In addition to all of this, arguably David Lewis's most significant contribution to date has been as chair of the Competition Tribunal over the last 10 years. This is a body that might have ended up as a toothless beast, snuggled comfortably in the pockets of business and fixing deals and plea bargains behind the scenes. Instead, the Competition Tribunal has become an institution that is both high-functioning and effective. It is holding South African corporations to account for the way that they do business. Since our economy is characterized by high levels of corruption, collusion, and antitrust behavior, this is no trivial task. Besides taking on the apartheid state and the legacy of apartheid business, one of the more interesting achievements of David Lewis has been to actually popularize the workings of the tribunal. The workings of a competition tribunal are not exactly a media-friendly subject, but nonetheless, this body is now both popular and famous for taking on bread price fixing, pharmaceutical companies, steel pricing, furniture mergers, and most recently, Sasol and the fertilizer cartel. So it's not only courage that David Lewis possesses in buckets, but also professionalism and integrity, as well as, according to Business Day, acumen, skill, and gritty intelligence. In all his activities, he has shown a remarkable ability to strategize, to innovate, and to lead. People like Neil Agate, Zwelinzima Mavavi, and Thozamila Gqwetha, who suffered and sacrificed, did not do so in vain. The values that they stood for are taken forward by David Lewis and his contemporaries, people who've had the courage to step forward, to fight back, and to stand up for what is right. Vice Chancellor, I have the honor to invite you to admit to the degree of Doctor of Economic Science, Honoris Causa, David Harris Lewis.